Well, it's a great day to break out the cat-eyed sunglasses, which you have plenty of, and your beehive wigs, and head over to Hamden.
They seem to always have great weather for HunFest. It's that time of year, and Denise Whiting joins us live. Hi, Denise.
Good morning, and the sun is in my eyes.
Yes, it is. Well, we'll get you those glasses soon. Denise, did you ever think did you ever think that this event would become this large?
You know, I'm a person that has vision, but this wasn't in it. So, yeah, no, I didn't. I really didn't. This is pretty incredible.
Well, it looks like you're going to have great weather again for this event. And tell us about some of the things that are happening today at HunFest.
Today we have the Little Miss Hun contest and the Hunette contest. They kick off at about 11:30 at the main stage. And then at 2 o'clock we have the Baltimore's Best Hun contest, where we usually have about 30 contestants. Then we go down to 10, the top 10. And then they have a talent competition, and the Baltimore's Best Hun winner is crowned at about right around between 2 and 3 o'clock.
Denise, when are you transforming? I'm surprised to see you like this right now.
I had to go get a trailer hitch this morning, so I apologize. I haven't had time to do my hair up yet, but it will be done up shortly here.
Okay. What does it take to be the best hun?
You know, we look for certain things in the Baltimore's Best Hun. You really have to have a heart of gold. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest things. You know, natural beauty, and it's beauty from the inside. It's what you do in your community. We have a panel of judges. It's not just an audience participation. We actually interview the top 10 contestants, and we really find out what they know about Baltimore, what they know about their city. And so, you know, it just gives me goosebumps thinking about it. I mean, because every year there is some incredibly wonderful, beautiful hun that just comes out, and many years we've had several, and but you know, the girls, the huns, they participate and they go visit nursing homes, and they do all kinds of events throughout the year, and it's not just the winner that does that. You know, it's getting larger and larger all the time.
The whole person.
I just need to ask her something really quick.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so what's the Baltimore question? See if we can get it. We're both homegrown girls.
Give us, stump
come
us.
Come on, stump us.
Stump these huns. Go ahead, Denise. We're ready.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
What should we know about Baltimore? Go ahead and give us one of your Baltimore questions. We're from Baltimore.
Oh, so. One of the Baltimore questions?
Yeah.
What we usually do is we give out Baltimore words, you know, in Baltimoreese, and
all
then
right.
we ask people to use them in a sentence.
Okay. All right, give it to us.
Go ahead.
So for instance, you know, if we give you the word payment, you say, okay, it's okay, hon. My uncle fell down on a pavement and the ambulance came.
Did you know that?
Well, and
that
it was
kind
it,
of, that kind of thing.
And it happened in Little Italy.
Right. After you took a shower.
Yeah, exactly.
We threw some water
Hope
on it.
You didn't hit your head on the sink.
On the sink.
All right. Yeah, get a drink of water. Thank you, Denise. Have a great HunFest.
Thank you, hon.